Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
My name is Madeline Gatavi. I'm a high school student in my senior year at Pearson College UWC, and this past fall I helped to put together an event in the Smithers community called Smithers Talks, the aim of which was to reduce division and polarization in the community by bringing together people with different political perspectives to have one-on-one conversations. The event was in collaboration with the Interior News and our parent organization called My Country Talks, or MCT. MCT came up with the idea of bringing together political opposites for one-on-ones after reading a New Yorker article titled Why Facts Don't Change Minds. And this article was really kind of stunning because it described all these instances of polarization in the world and the way that we're not actually tackling it. We're not tackling the fact that people can't agree on really important issues because they can't communicate about them effectively. And even though people are being presented by sort of things that seem like legitimate information, it's really hard to decipher what is real and what's not and what can be believed in certain societies. So MCT decided to come up with a forum that would allow people to see the reality and see the human stories behind these political ideas that we've allowed to take on lives and labels of their own and that are dividing societies all over the world. I felt like MCT's concept could be applied really well to a society that I know very well in Smithers, Northern British Columbia. When I emailed MCT asking to set up an event in Smithers, I didn't expect much of it, as they were an international organization that had worked with governments all over the world and hundreds of thousands of participants, so I didn't expect very much take when I offered to run an event in a small town in rural BC, especially as a teenager with little credibility to myself. I was quite pleasantly surprised when MCT actually responded, expressing interest in hosting an event in Smithers. The only catch was that I needed to find a local organization to partner with that would act as our media partners and promoters on the ground in Smithers. Again, being a teenager with little credentials, this time preaching about some German organization that no one had ever heard of, it took a while to convince our partners at the Interior News to be part of the project. But I'm so grateful to the generosity and trust of Grant Harris, publisher, and Tom Barker, editor of the Interior News Smithers, to have taken on this project and used their resources and articles and patience to have facilitated it, because it really wouldn't have happened unless they had have generously agreed to be part of the project and believed my crazy stories about MCT that turned out to become a really exciting reality in the Smithers community. After the Interior News had agreed to sign on as partners, it became time for event registration, and that basically took form in three steps. The first one was participants registering through a sign-up form that is designed basically to split them on a political spectrum by asking really kind of personal questions about the political landscape of their community that were designed to really polarize them and set them opposite from each other so that they could be paired up with someone with the most differing answers. Then the second step was actually matching with your partner, and both of the partners who had been selected with one another deciding that they would meet and deciding how they would like to meet, because participants are free to meet online, in person, even just through email or text. And then, of course, the third step is that actual meeting in whatever form people are comfortable and willing to do. Many people chose to meet their political match at a central event this past November at Town Hall. And what you're going to hear for the majority of this podcast are interview responses of participants who attended that event, who reflect upon the conversations that they had with their partners.
What made you want to take part in Smithers Talks?
Okay. My overall interest and the dire situation that we as society and as people are in right now. That talk has to happen.
I think I would agree that there are a lot of issues on which we're polarized, and we probably have more in common than we want to admit or than we are admitting. And I have a lot of faith in people that if we talk things through, we can come up with better decisions than we would have on our own.
Yeah, when I saw it and learned about the concept, it just certainly resonated and thought I was drawn to that. Feels like we're at, like much of the world, but feels like we're kind of at ground zero for a lot of big issues and big divisions, and it seems like there's a lot of us and them out there. And we're not looking at, it seems to me, we're not coming together as a community. Or maybe we are. But anyway, I was curious. How can we come together as a community?
I just kind of grew up in a family where people were really open with dialogue and all sorts of different questions and different viewpoints. And I feel that that's a needed thing in society, and trying to understand other people's perspectives, where they're coming from and why they believe in a certain thing is really important.
I think curiosity and undue optimism, given the state of the world. No, I believe strongly in the capacity of dialectic discourse to bring people together, because like where do we start? You know, like when there's so many issues, when there are so many problems. Sometimes the easiest thing is to just sit down and learn more about what someone else has to say. Unfortunately, my match didn't show up today, which is totally fine, but,
you ended up having a conversation.
Yeah. Like still had a conversation, but, perhaps undue optimism.
Well, I'm in my early 60s, and in all that time, I've learned that I don't know everything. And in also in that time, I've learned that everybody has valid viewpoints, and that sometimes I should take my blinkers off and listen and learn.
Yeah, I came here because of the people here, and I want it to stay. It's never been a perfect community, but it was pretty resilient when I got here. And we have a lot of challenges coming from all directions, and we need to pull it together. And this is how we do it, is by one step forward.
Yeah. How did you feel about the conversation that you had?
The conversation I had with with the young lady who was half my age was enlightening. It's always good to hear another perspective, mm-hmm. and realize that it's really not all that much different than my own. We had way more in common than we had differences. But again, going back to the perspectives, there were some things that she mentioned that made me think about my own opinions in another way, and went, oh, of course, I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was so valuable.
My conversation partner was really good. We had a lot more in common than I think was originally intended. It was just really great talking to her. We disagreed on a few things, and it was, again, just different perspectives and why. You know, the main one with us was, the rules for COVID protocol, and just me as a business owner seeing all the different aspects of that and how it affected different people versus her as a healthcare worker, and, you know, how
it's
stringent that was.
Strong position.
Totally. Yeah. So, just understanding where each other's coming from was pretty key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked what you said about, like, you found out you had a lot more in common, kind of, because I feel like that's, like, sometimes the point of it is, like, on paper you'll, like, feel like you're, like, completely disagreeing, and then you have a conversation and it's just a person, and you end up seeing the world through, like, a much more similar perspective than you'd imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's just when you have something happen in your life that just changes your perspective on something, it, you know, we can be very similar. We could be very similar at the base and similar ideals, similar values, but you have something that just kind of changes your perspective slightly on something, and it makes you see things in a different light.
On the conversation, very non-threatening, very open, and I was paired up with someone who's lived in this community most of their life, so it was really interesting to learn about, you know, the community, the history of the community, and how that might inform what's going on in present day. I also found it kind of, in a way, felt mobilized by this experience, right? Just mobilized to, even though we didn't all, you know, we had some differing perspectives, but we collaboratively sort of said, well, what's the solution to this? Or what do you think can happen moving forward, right? How do we, so it was, you know, coming together about how, what can we do as a community? And seeing all the strengths in the community, right? So
right, yeah.
There's so many things to draw on. And I felt mobilized. I learned a lot. And inspired to kind of get engaged, because there's lots to get engaged in here. Instead of just sort of, join an organization, a board, because there's lots going on, lots of opportunity. So to get out of the sidelines. Kind of. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm glad that you guys got into, like, right away conversation about, like, what you could do. You know what I mean? Because I feel like so much is, like, wasted on just, like, theoretical, like, oh, well, I feel this way, you feel that way, like, end of conversation. And I don't like when the conversations that I see sometimes just have, like, a stopper on them. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, we both express, like, let's say, like, the agree to disagree point is just, like, you could take that and be, like, let's not even begin to have a conversation anymore. But I feel like it's really cool when, like, both of you have enough interest and enough energy, like you're saying, to be engaged and to actually come up with solutions to these problems that both of you have different opinions on, but you're still agreeing. The common ground in all of this is just kind of, like, we both want these problems to be solved, even if it's in different ways and even if we have different ways of thinking about them. So that's cool.
Yeah, it was, I guess there was a, maybe just signing up for this, there was a respect, right? Like, it was a sense of respect for the other person. Just really interested, and it's kind of cool to learn about another person who's passionate about things.
I'm not alone in my beliefs. That I think most people, regardless of what perspective they have, are largely coming from the same place.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
And it's really easy to scapegoat people in politics and ideas rather than harnessing the fact that ultimately we're self-aware creatures hurling around in space on this rock of ours, and we can do better if we want to.
I felt really good about it. It was interesting because going in, we disagreed on about half of the things, and we found a really nice way to talk about things and kind of really dig deeper and explore why we thought certain things. And, I felt really good about it. I thought it went really well.
I also thought it was really, really good. It was very productive, I thought. And we had, out of, I guess it was 8 questions, 4 we differed on, but it wasn't really that much differing, we found out. Would have probably wished for more differing, really, but it was good.
No, I've seen that with a lot of people who've come and interviewed, is that they start off with, like, lots of opposing points of views, and then they realize they're just different ways of thinking about the same thing. Like, they feel the same way, they're coming from it at the same place, but when they have to make a decision on it, they end up splitting to one end of an agree or disagree statement without really realizing that they're all in the same boat.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think, like, a key thing that had us able to have this conversation and find a lot of common ground was that we both felt that, and Bernie kind of said, we're all part of a society, and we both agreed that we all have responsibilities in the society to one another. And I think that's like being able to start from that place meant that we were able to agree on a lot of things, or at least get through the conversations really well.
I was paired with somebody whose views are very close to mine, right. And I learned that we both think maybe differently than other people that were here, but I felt that I had a hard time answering the questions, actually. Really? I'm not a black and white thinker. I'm more of I look for diversity, for solutions, and I look for other people for conversation. So I really felt like the questions were asking me to take a side, and I didn't want to take a side. I wanted to come in more open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Because a lot of people have said that they found that, like, they weren't actually super against the people that they were paired up with. They just ended up kind of on a whim picking one of the agree or disagree because they had to. They were, like, forced to take a stance, you know what I mean? But it's, like, I think it's not flawed, but it's, like, it's kind of necessary to bring in people together, but sometimes it's really, really interesting because you find that when it comes down to it, it's just kind of, like, the same thing as, like, a ballot slip. Like, you're going to vote for someone, and who you vote for is, like, drastically different based on which party, but you could all come in with the same types of values. So I think it's cool when it kind of opens up and you're, like, oh, well, even if there's some kind of perceived disagreement, it ends up being quite similar.
Yeah. I think for me, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, but for me it was more about the way questions, I think, were worded.
Right.
And so I didn't have enough information. And often survey questions are asked like that, and I find that they're asking people to be in a space on a decision. And I actually purposely answered two questions opposite of what I thought, the community would like us to hear,
right?
Or maybe the people that think that there is one answer or the other answer.
Interesting.
So I just purposely flipped it because neither were clear to me.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense.
No, it's good. It's good feedback. Yeah. What did you learn having your conversation?
I learned that having a different answer doesn't necessarily mean that you are on a completely other end of a spectrum.
Right.
And that communication is key to change. Communication is everything, I find, just after education, which is even more important because without education, you cannot communicate.
I learned, as I talked about earlier, that the history of Smithers, what it was like to grow up here, what drew this person back to Smithers, and again, talking about local organizations and important organizations and what these organizations might need, and even some of the skills and strengths I have, just learning about these different opportunities, how can I lend a hand? So again, that's the mobilization piece. Just got a little deeper into the community.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I learned a little bit for sure. Just again, how people view different things and just information. Information is super important. So depending on what you do and where you're from and who you communicate with, you get access to different information. And sometimes understanding that or seeing that is a pretty huge factor in what you think.
I learned that there's hope in a divided community to come together.
If you had to describe the conversation in three words, what three words would you use?
Oh boy, what three words would I use? Enlightening, enjoyable.
Are you looking for another E?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Enlightening, enjoyable, engaging.
In three words.
I know, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say productive, positive, and inspiring.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. No, same I'm just kidding. I was going to say productive because I do feel like it was productive. Mm-hmm. I think there were moments where I felt discouraged or scared when we like talked about like all of the different crises that are ahead of us. So productive, productive, scared. But I wanted to say why. It's not like I was scared of Bernie. I was scared for the future. but also hopeful because I can see the pathways for change.
I guess appreciative would be one, to have this space and opportunity. Yeah. Mobilized and optimistic.
Okay, so three words. Opportunity to explore.
Description word. I would say fun. Mainly, and then, yeah, fun. I don't want to say enlightening, but it was just, it was definitely opened my eyes to a certain thing. And yeah, just fun. I think that's, you know, someone that I could definitely be friends with and hang out with and, yeah, talk a lot more with. So
amazing. Mm. Yeah. I guess you just answered the next question, which was, would you have the conversation again?
Yes, totally.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I definitely would. I enjoyed it a lot. I'd have more conversations with Bernie because I enjoyed it so much, and I'd have more conversations with other people. I think it's really key.
I would talk to her again in a minute. Again, way, not that you should, you know, seek out necessarily somebody who is the same or similar to you, but I learned that a 30-something has way more in common with me than I would have thought.
Yeah, for sure. We talked about it, about, cool. You know, we're going to see. We didn't formally make an arrangement, but we knew because of the different areas that we're going to be bumping into each other, and we know how to get in touch with one another. So we didn't set up a formal meeting, but there's definitely an openness to work together.
Absolutely. I think there's room to maybe explore different ways to do it, to get a greater diversity of people here.
Right.
And to maybe get more people who, like my partner and I talked about, well, why are there not more people here or a bigger diversity of people? And we both agreed that you have to be vulnerable to come here and expose yourself like this. We didn't know what we were getting into. And we didn't know who we might be paired with,
yeah.
And it takes a big leap of faith, and I think from looking around the room and knowing some of the people, I think we're, certainly for me, I'm here because I see a big problem, and I'm not comfortable in front of a camera, but this is important enough to be here to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
For coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who took the time to listen to this podcast on Smithers Talks. I'm really hoping that this event marks the beginning of a period of change towards more open and constructive dialogue in the community. Before ending, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all of the people who have helped to produce this podcast and this event overall. The Interior News, our partners Grant Harris and Tom Barker, to Sarah Cooper and Hannah Israel at My Country Talks, for being the brilliant parent masterminds to this whole thing, to Elijah Quinn for recording these interviews so that we could use the audio for this podcast and a documentary film that's coming up soon, and of course to the Smithers CICK Community Radio for broadcasting this piece on Smithers Talks for CICK News 93.9 FM.
Listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CSCK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.